This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has approved the PM Vidyalakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. As per the scheme, for loan amount up to 7.5 lakh rupees, 75% credit guarantee will be provided by the government to support banks to expand coverage. 3% interest subvention for loan up to 10 lakh rupees will also be provided during moratorium period for students with annual family income of up to 8 lakh rupees. This scheme is expected to benefit 7 lakh students. To avail the benefit of the scheme, the students can apply on unified portal PM Vidyalakshmi for education loan. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that Cabinet's approval to PM Vidyalakshmi with an outlay of 3,600 crore rupees will remove obstacles to higher education and enable the country's youth to pursue their dreams. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said this scheme will ensure that financial constraints do not prevent students from pursuing education. The government has also decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Vaishnaw said that FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said the infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of the FCI. This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decision on the infusion of equity of 10,700 crore rupees in the Food Corporation of India FCI. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The infusion will enhance FCI's capacity to manage food procurement and distribution efficiently." He added that it will ensure better support for farmers and contribute to national food security. The Prime Minister also lauded the approval of the PM Vidyalakshmi scheme to support the youth with quality education. He said that the scheme is a significant step towards empowering the Yuva Shakti and building a brighter future for our nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held conversation with Donald Trump and congratulated him on his spectacular victory in the US presidential election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to further strengthen India-US relations across technology, defense, energy, space and several other sectors. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated President Trump for the performance of the Republican Party in the congressional elections. According to the sources, both the leaders affirmed to work together for world peace. During the conversation, Mr. Trump said the whole world would love Mr. Modi. Terming India a magnificent country, Mr. Trump described Mr. Modi a magnificent man. Donald Trump said he considers Mr. Modi and India a true friend. He said Prime Minister Modi is one of the first world leaders he spoke to after his victory. In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified between the NDA and India bloc ahead of the assembly elections in the state. Addressing an election rally in Hazaribagh today, senior BJP leader Smriti Irani alleged that leaders of the JMM and Congress are making derogatory remarks against women. On the other hand, during an election rally in Saraikela, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren refuted the charges, saying a number of initiatives have been taken to empower women. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address the Anti-Terror Conference 2024 in New Delhi tomorrow. The two-day conference is being organized by the National Investigation Agency of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The government today said that the Indian Railways facilitated the travel of 65 lakh passengers by running 4,521 special trains in the last 36 days. The Railways has scheduled 160 special trains daily from the 8th to 11th of this month in view of the Chhat Puja festival. In tennis, Indo-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral has entered men's double semifinals of Moselle Open in French city Metz. And with that, we end this news bulletin.